Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
We have a world champion in baseball. It's the LA Dodgers. They won in 7 games on Saturday. It was game 7. And speaking of 7, the Blues have lost that many in a row. So what to get to first? We've got Matt Paulie, the host of Sports Open Line, Rush Hour Sports, which is at 5 o'clock. And pre- and post-game coverage for the Cardinals when the season is in session. And we've got Matt Paulie with us now. So let's start with the World Series, Matt. And, you know, the question has been asked by some in the baseball world whether or not that was the best World Series ever. What do you think?
It was really good. Like, I'm not, I can't sit here and cite every single World Series that has occurred. So it's hard for me to answer that question. But there were so many things that happened in that World Series, the 18-inning game, that 9-run sixth inning, the pinch-hit grand slam, the way Game 7 played out. I'm sure I'm missing something. The Yamamoto complete game, like just Yamamoto coming back. Wow, what a world. And the fact that Toronto was inches away from winning it multiple times, oh. That was so good. I had somebody on Twitter who it wasn't adversarial at all, but basically said to me that they had a hard time enjoying it because of how the Dodgers built their team. And like I get that if that's going to be your number one thing, but I just, for me personally, I watched that and I enjoyed every single moment of it. The fact that the Dodgers had, you know, bought and paid for most of their roster, that did not bother me in the moment because I was watching something that was really, really amazing play out.
I think it was to me, it was the best World Series ever, and I know Ronj brought up recency bias, and it's probably true, but I know for a fact, I personally have never enjoyed a non-Cardinals World Series more. It was so much fun. I was glued to every game.
Yeah, and that's the way you said it, Amy. Like, I don't have a whole lot more to add to that. I can't think. I'm with you. I have a hard time. And maybe I'm being a prisoner of the moment, and let's talk again in 5 years. But I can't remember enjoying watching a World Series play out as much as I did this one, mm-hmm. outside of the Cardinals, obviously, being right. in one. That's a different thing.
So the conversation that we have been having about you know, we'll get to the Cardinals off season here because that's next. That's the thing that's happening now. About the Dodgers winning and if it's bad for baseball. And, you know, we have heard people say that you don't want that team with all that payroll, all that money, winning the whole thing because it's, you know, just unfair to everybody else. When you hear arguments like that, what do you think?
Are there some things that the Dodgers can do that other teams can't do? Yes. Are there things the Dodgers do that other teams could also do that they choose not to. Yes, like that's part of it as well. I mean, teams could push payroll a little bit more than they do, but it would be disingenuous to not say that there's clearly some advantages that the Dodgers have that a lot of teams in baseball don't have. They've won back-to-back World Series. Not trying to run away from that fact. They have an incredible team. They also have a team where they couldn't trust their bullpen. And, I mean, that they spent all that money, and as you watch, they had to bring a starting pitcher back out the day after he threw almost 100 pitches. So they were not a perfect team by any stretch of the mind. Are there some things that baseball could tweak to level the playing field a little bit? Yeah, I think there are, but I don't think we need to make we're not going to. I like to talk in reality. The players are not going to agree to a salary cap. It is not going to happen. So let's stop even talking about that, because it's just simply something that's not going to happen. Are there other things that can be put in place that even up the playing ground just a little bit? Yeah, I think there are, and hopefully they're able to work through some of those things in the next CBA.
All right, let's now talk about the Cardinals offseason, because we wonder what it's going to look like. And they're going to have to field the team, so they're going to have to field the rotation. You know, that will, I think that is pretty up in the air at the moment. You know, whether or not Sonny Gray comes back for 2026, that is up in the air. How different do you think this roster is going to look for next season?
I think there's going to be some key names that exit. Does Sonny Gray get traded? I think it's a 50-50 proposition. I'm not 100% sure it's going to happen. He's basically said that he would be open to it. Is there still a possibility that if the right deal came around that he would accept it, that Wilson Contreras could get moved? Yeah, that's a possibility. And then we've spent so much of this time since the season has ended talking about the likes of Nolan Arenado, Brendan Donovan, Alec Burleson, Lars Nootbaar, Nolan Gorman. Multiples of those guys will probably get moved as well. They are going to have to figure out some pitching. They're going to have to bring some pitching in. They just do not have enough. Even in a year where they're going through this rebuild process, they don't have enough pitching to get through the season next year. So that's something that they are going to have to add in some form or fashion. I think the thing that I'm most interested in going into this offseason is those type of moves that have to be made, just so, like you said, Chris, you have to field team. Those type of moves, are those going to be one-year type deals, not a whole lot of money being put out just so you have, so you can be competitive, just so you have a guy? Or is there a possibility that they bring on some players on longer-term deals that, yeah, they're going to be around for next year, but the main thing is they're still going to be on the team once this thing turns into something that's going to be competing at a much higher level? And I'm not quite... the proverbial gun to the head, which one is it going to be? I feel like it's going to be the first thing. I don't think they're going to be looking to add multi-year deals and already bringing in the guys that are going to be part of the core moving forward from the outside. But if a opportunity presents itself, I don't think they're going to run away from it either.
Also, Mason Winn, as we kind of expected, won the Gold Glove Award. And I think the only... knock against him was that he missed a lot of time with injury, but you know, there was nobody who was better at that position this year.
No, he was easily the best defensive shortstop. That was not the question. Like you said, did he play enough games for him to win the Gold Glove? And credit goes to the folks who made that decision and who voted on it, because there was nobody who matched up defensively to Mason Winn. I'm glad he won it, rightfully so that he won it. And, hopefully he goes on a long run of winning the Gold Glove at shortstop. I mean, you think about the Cardinals, you think about all the Gold Gloves that Ozzie Smith won. Edgar Renteria won back-to-back Gold Gloves at one point. Let's see Mason Winn become the next shortstop with multiple Gold Gloves, which I think is likely. We'll see who emerges, but there's nobody in baseball right now that can do what Mason Winn does defensively.
So, seven in a row, huh?
Whew, it's not good.
It's a little rough.
You guys know me. I'm not the, hot take guy. I'm not the jump off a cliff guy. It's still early. I'm sick of saying that, though. Mm-hmm. They're finding different ways to lose. Even when they like put a much better effort out on the ice, it's not resulting in a victory. I don't know. I don't know. It has to end at some point. I mean, you are burying yourself right now. And I feel dumb talking about like playoffs and divisions and wild cards and all that on November 3rd because there is obviously and clearly more than enough time to get that stuff figured out. But for the Blues right now, they are continuing to put themselves in a really, really tough spot in what they have to do to climb out of this thing. And they're only a handful of points out of a playoff spot, so it's not end of the world sort of thing. So forget that. Just play better hockey. Be the team that we thought you were going to be when the season got started.
Yeah. Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, everyone was hyping this team up too much. Everyone was too hot on these guys. They were never going to be great. Okay, fine. Even if that's true, even if you didn't think they were going to win the Central Division, nobody thought they would be tied for last in the National Hockey League after the month of October. Like, they're not that bad. I don't care how much you thought that people were hyping the team up too much. Nobody thought they would be last, which they currently are. Only the Flames and the Blues are still in single-digit points on the season so far in the National Hockey League. So they can't stay this bad, knock on wood. I hope not, because they're not that bad.
But, Amy, who was saying that, though? That they were going to, you know, be a Stanley Cup contender or win the Central Division. What we were saying, I think across the board, I think anybody mm-hmm. with common sense, and that includes all of us talking right now, we all said that this is a team that should be a playoff team, that this is a team that's probably going to be a team that is in the wild card conversation. It would be a very much a disappointment if they are not a playoff mm-hmm. team, but they're probably in the wild card conversation because of how good the Central Division is and how good the Western Conference is. And if they just play totally above their skis, maybe they get into like that, into a top three spot in the division, like third.
None of us
were saying this is a Central Division winning team. This is a Western Conference winning team. Nobody said that.
No, and I will say this. I was probably as high on the team as anybody. Like, I mean, I'll say it. I thought these guys could be really good, because I want to say, and I don't want to dox him if it's not him. It was like Jeremy Rutherford or somebody said, you know, they could come in third, right? They could be third in the Central Division, which was, you know, it's pretty generous. And I remember when they said that, and I go, I might have said it on air. I was like, they could come in higher. I bet they could come in higher. I was drinking the Kool-Aid like nobody's business, Matt. And I had a mea culpa last week because, geez, Louise, was I wrong? But, I mean, I'll take it. Like, I really was when the writers would say, or like you, the sports guys, right, would all say they should be a playoff team, they're going to be wild card, and even a couple of guys would say, like I said, third place. I thought, I don't think we're giving them enough credit. They're gonna surprise us all. I was so wrong. No one's ever been as wrong as I have been, Matt. But I will say this. The Blues announced just a few minutes ago that they have acquired defenseman, I think it's Cal Rosen, Cal Rosen from the Washington Capitals in exchange for a defenseman, Corey Schooneman. Shows something, I can't say his last name. Rosen will report to the Blues AHL affiliate, the Springfield Thunderbirds. So they did pick up Rosen from the Washington Capitals. He's 31 years old. He's, you know, been around with the Blues before.
I think it is Calais Rosen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not remember for the life of me.
He's been around.
Mm-hmm. He's been with the Blues. You know,
So, okay. But defensively, they're so bad. They're so bad defensively. Monty's talked about this a lot. He says it's the equivalent of throwing a slow pitch softball to Albert Pujols. What they're doing in terms of giving up just these grade A prime shots, because the numbers actually don't add up, because they're actually not spending that much time in the defensive zone. Generally, if you're in the defensive zone for a long time, that's bad. Well, they're in a defensive zone for a very short amount of time, but they're in there for a short amount of time because teams skate into the zone and they're like, okay, hey, look, we got a great shot right now. We don't have to run our offense at all.
Here are three breakaways in a row and two odd man rushes. I mean, that's what they've done.
Yeah.
So, Matt Pauly, tonight, SLU will open up their regular season, SLU men's basketball. They've got SEMO. It's a 6:45 pregame show, so you'll have Sports Open line up until that point?
Yes.
How good are they going to be?
I think they're going to be all right. I think they're a team that contends at the top of the division, and if they do that, they can be an NCAA tournament team. So I kind of said the same thing last year, and they were not as good as I thought they were going to be. I'll run it back and say the same thing for this year. I think they've got an opportunity to be really, really good.
Matt Pauly's got Rush Hour Sports at 5 o'clock, then 45 minutes worth of Sports Open line at 6. Pre-game show 6:45, SLU and SEMO. You can hear the game on 104.1 FM KMOX. Thank you, Matt.
You bet.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.